Hello and welcome to RFI's World Music Matters. I'm Alison Hurd. Our guest this week is French guitarist and songwriter Gérald Toto. Listening to his music is like wrapping yourself in a thick woolly blanket on a grey winter's day. It's warm and comforting. And his latest solo album, Sway, is XXL size. He wrote, recorded and mixed it by himself in his home studio in Paris, and as he told me, he was the first to experience the comfort music can offer.
First of all, I made it for me. For myself, yes, because I need it. I need it. And I can see that everybody have the same desire. There's a lot of noise, too much noise outside, you know. And I think this time it's very rough, you know. So just to build a space for yourself, a quiet space, it can be, you know, useful. Just to follow our proper time, you know.
Your own body clock.
Yeah, to have a listen, because we forget it.
Nobody do, 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 my girlfriend. Nobody do, 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 my girlfriend. Do, 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 do,
My Girlfriend is a song on your new album, it's called Sway.
Yeah.
And in this song, we just hear the words, my girlfriend, on a kind of loop. Who is your girlfriend?
Oh, my girlfriend is actually mine girlfriend, okay? But it's talk about the way you look the other, you know? And I think the other is, first of all, a melody. You have to listen to understand. The melody is the vibration of my girlfriend.
Gérald, you've recorded previous albums with the Cameroonian bassist Richard Bona and Congolese guitarist Lokua Kanza, and you sort of invented a language, and you're using this invented language, this imaginary language, on this album, on this solo album.
It's the expression of the heart feeling, you know, like children, like a child, like everybody, you know, when you started to express something very deep, but you can't find a word, but you have definitely have the feeling. So it's to go directly to express the sound of this feeling. It's fantastic, this language, because I can be understood everywhere in the world, you know. If I sing, Ao esse la ton kafa pli. If I'm honest, you know, with my soul, you know, people can see me. Yeah. Then I'm not just a stranger or people from there or a musician, but a human body, you know.
Can I just just go back a little bit into how you got into music in the first place? Was there a moment that sort of lit the spark when you thought, actually, what I want to be is a musician?
I was a student.
Studying law, is that right?
Yes, studying law, yeah. And during an exam, yeah, a melody just have this inspiration, you know. And it was very strong, the feeling that I was not in my place, you know.
Not in the right place.
Not in the right place, yes. So I move on.
I quit
all this life. It was a little bit hard for my parents.
You said, no, I want to play guitar professionally.
Yeah, singing. And, well, I didn't even imagine what would be happen after that. But it was so clear for me that I wasn't in the right place, you know.
The video for the song Away Alive has been recorded in the Tunisian desert.
Alive. This song is have a special place in this album. It's talk about the search of the true meaning, you know, of life, you know. There are a lot of people who the first answer for this kind of question is to travel, you know, to look away. But and then you can realize that the answer is in your heart, you know. So the trouble is in your heart, is in your own body.
Be mindful now, you're strong. True kindness we find. Searching for your soul. Moving truly high.
Was the desert sort of obvious place to film? Do you feel that you had to go to a big wide open space?
The production proposed me this idea and I thought it was a really good idea because it expressed exactly the meaning of the song, you know. It's an allegory of this search, you know, the desert like a open space in your heart, you know, but first of all you're lost and finally, you can find all the answer, but you have to take the road.
Your father was born in Tunis. Going to the Tunisian desert, was it in any way reaching out to your dad?
Yeah, but that life, it just happened like that. That the joke of life, you know, hey, look,
yeah, kind of
I bring you, you know, in the same place that your father born, you know.
That's a kind of serendipity.
Exactly.
Happy accident. Mm.
You've got my heart, you've got my sorrow, you've got my loneliness, you've got my soul, you've got my eyes, you got me at hello, you got my happiness, you've got my soul. Yeah.
You've described yourself as a baby dom child.
Mm-hmm.
Part of a generation of kids born to parents who came from French overseas territories. In your case, it was Martinique.
I was nearly the first or second generation of people who their parents come from the you know, West Indies and born in Paris or Le Havre or, you know, big city in France. But Paris was very important at this moment to receive all this population.
What have you taken from the island of Martinique, in the Eastern Caribbean?
Quite a lot of things, you know. You know, taste, food, sensuality, stories. And at the same time, music, definitely from West Indies.
The rhythms?
The rhythms built, you know, the way I hear and look the space, and the town, the movement of the population, you know. I can understand the other culture because I have some tools to understand them, you know. And the West Indies identity gave me all that tools, you know.
You've got my sun, you've got my loneliness, you've got my winter,
You got my soul, yeah. You got my hope. You got my happiness. You got my lover. You got my soul.
Living here in Paris, do you still feel West Indian? Or
I'm completely Parisian and completely West Indies, both.
And that's fine.
Yeah, I'm a richer man in the world. I'm so happy with both, you know. And it's just me, you know. It would be a little bit bizarre, you know. Well, I don't like my arm, you know. Just cut it. Just all the part of my body, of my mind, you know, of my heritage. I accept it, but I love it, you know. I'm so grateful, you know, for all the things the life gave me.
You're a very contented man, Gerald.
Yeah, yeah, because life is definitely beautiful. You got me,
you got me. That was Gerald Toto ending this week's edition of World Music Matters, brought to you from Radio France International in Paris. From me, Alison Hurd, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.